The Central College football team kicked off the 2023 season Saturday in Northfield, Minnesota with a 34-24 victory over St. Olaf. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we'll have audio highlights from our live coverage on 92.1 KRLS, and we'll catch up with Dutch head coach Jeff McMartin.
College football is on the air as we welcome you live to Northfield, Minnesota for the 2023 season opener between your Central College Dutch and the Olies of St. Olaf. Johnson and New go wide to the right. Jeff Herbers one-on-one wide left on 2nd and 10 from the St. Olaf 24-yard line. Hoffman to Norton, and now it's a reverse to New around the left side. Has a blocker from Hoffman, turns the corner, tight ropes the sideline, and takes it in! Touchdown, Central! Ryan New, a 24-yard run!
How about that quarterback out there leading the play around the end? He, you know, didn't lay anybody out, but he got in the way. That's all you ask.
Glover has Meyer to his right, takes the snap, wants to throw, looking left, steps up, fires left,
wide open
receiver, nice. Caught, touchdown Central, a 13-yard grab for freshman tight end Jacob Birch.
Yeah, really nice job by Glover in the pocket because they did bring some pressure.
Here's a bootleg out to the right side. Stops, sets, throws back left, underthrown,
yeah.
And DeMuehlner picks it off at the 22-yard line.
Yeah.
Ben DeMuehlner with the interception. First turnover of the season, and the Dutch take over at their own 21. Logan Sundvold, the senior from Southeast Polk, for his first field goal try of 2023. It's a 33-yarder right hash. Snap. Hold by Wilkinson. Kick has plenty of leg. It is up, and it is good.
Yeah.
Logan Sundvold buries a 33-yard field goal, and it's 17-7 Central.
Here's a quarterback sneak.
Fourth down and one, and he's hit in the backfield, and Packabear stops him for no gain.
He did not make it.
Oh, Central comes up with a fourth down stop on the opening drive of the second half. Second down and eight. Fake to Embry. Boots out near side. Pump fakes, fires,
yes.
Intercepted! It is picked off by Gavin Hirschman. Looking to the far side of the field in St. Olaf territory and out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Hoffman to throw on 1st and 10. Winds up a deep shot. Open receiver. New makes the catch at the
touchdown.
Post. Touchdown! Central! Ryan New, 36 yards from Hunter Hoffman. Still a lot of time left in this game with 8:55 to go, but this could be a dagger type of a field goal. Central leading 24-10, and Logan Sundvold for a 25-yard chip shot to give Central a 3-score lead. Snap, spot, kick is good. And with 8:51 to go in the game, Central 27, St. Olaf 10. 3rd and 10 from the 36, certainly 4-down territory for St. Olaf here. Snap. Doran to throw. Looking over the middle. Fires over the middle. Oh, intercepted! What a play by Brody Klein. Recovers and picks it off. And here's a flag and Glover on another keeper around the left side. And he is off and running inside the 20. Just barely grabbed by the arm and spun out of bounds at the 20. So it's a 30-yard gain with the penalty pending. Offside,
wow.
St. Olaf. That'll be declined, and Glover is up over 100 yards on the day. 4:25 to go in the ballgame, 27-10 Central, and it finally feels like this one is over, and we're just figuring out how it's going to end. Glover to throw to the end zone, caught! Touchdown, Central! And a late hit penalty after Jordan Rush snags the 17-yarder. The clock has struck down to triple zeros. Central scored a touchdown on its opening drive of the season and never trailed. Final score, Dutch 34, St. Olaf 24. We're catching up with Central College football coach Jeff McMartin after Central's 34-24 season opening victory over St. Olaf in Northfield, Minnesota. Coach, congratulations on getting year number 20 off to a great start. What are your kind of first reaction thoughts on today's game?
Well, I mean, I thought we did some good things throughout the game. We really battled. We knew it was going to be a hard game because, you know, they had 20 returning starters, and we didn't. And so, you know, that's the thing where you kind of have to grow up as you play and kind of see where you're at. And I think that we learned a lot about ourselves today. We did some good things. We made some mistakes, did some things that we want to get back. But I think our guys had fun playing, and I think that they trusted each other and they played for each other, and those are really good things to build on.
34-24 was 34-10 with like 3 minutes to go in the game. How much, if any, does that sour the victory?
Well, I mean, I think as in a coaching world, you got to analyze like what happened and why did it happen. As a head coach, our assistants, our staff, you know, we're going to have to take a look at that. And I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, we got to do our job of making things, you know, play longer. You know, when we're out on the defense at the end of the game, you know, keep things in front of us. Don't give up long plays. Tackle guys, get up again. And then when they onside kick it and you know they're going to onside kick it, we got to make a play, you know. And as a team, we have to be ready for that. We practice it. It's not like we knew where their onside was going to go. And we were ready for it. We just didn't make a play. And, you know, that happens. You know, we had the ball on the three. It starts on the 3-yard line. And, you know, if we make them make a long drive, even if we give up a score and we get the onside kick, it's a whole different conversation. And yet, I'm not pointing the finger at anybody but Jeff McMartin. You know, like that, you know, we have to be better about making sure we're finishing the game the right way. And I'm not sour on it. If it's not right, we're going to learn from it, we're going to get better from it, and we're going to put our guys in good positions so they can finish off things the way we want to finish off.
Well, and then all that said, you know, a team that brings so many starters back on the offensive side, a returning quarterback, a bell cow running back, you hold them to 10 points through 57 minutes. I mean, I thought you pick them off three times.
Yeah, I mean, really, as the game we're on, we wanted to get three turnovers. We got that. We were pitching a second-half shutout. We were really in a good place. And, you know, then things just kind of unraveled a little bit. We still, you know, won the game by 10 points, right?
Yep.
And, you know, we finished the game on offense. We didn't have to punt. We didn't have to ask our defense to go back out there again. We stayed out on the field and ran out the clock. And that's what you want to do on offense. You know, when the game's at the end of the game and you can win it, you better win it. And we did.
Central beats St. Olaf 34-24. Let's talk about that offense that runs for over 300 yards. Two, you know, sophomore quarterbacks splitting time. They throw for almost 200 yards combined. What are your first thoughts on your offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there were some good plays that we made. You know, we probably the most surprising thing were, you know, we had some drops that were kind of uncharacteristic of us. And I think if we make the catches that we're capable of making, those stats are even more different. They're more balanced run pass kind of thing. But I'm happy that we could run the ball well. I think that both guys, our quarterbacks, showed different things that they do well. I think we highlighted some of those strengths. You know, they found a way to battle and to get in the end zone. I do think we ran the ball well, and we needed to. You know, that was kind of part of the plan, too. It was like we wanted to run the ball. We felt like we had a size differential up front, and we needed to do that, and we were able to do that.
All right, so catching up on the field after the win Saturday. I know you haven't got a chance to dive in against first ever meeting against Illinois Wesleyan, but can you give our listeners just a quick sneak peek of next Saturday?
Well, I mean, they're going to be probably a big football team size-wise. They're going to be talented. They're in CCIW. They play in a good conference, and their head coach is a veteran guy. I was assistant for him back in the 90s. So I think they're a well-coached team. They know what they're about. You know, they're going to you know, they're playing at home. You know, they've got those things going, and you know, they'll be good on both sides of the ball. And we're going to have to improve this week to find a way to win. And I think that going into it, they'll strive. You know, at least on first blush, they're probably going to want to be balanced, run the ball, throw the ball. So we're going to have to do a good job there defensively, and kind of go from there.
All right, enjoy the holiday weekend. Enjoy the victory, Coach. See you next week.
Thanks a lot.
All right, that's Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team. Final score on Saturday in Northfield, Minnesota, Central 34 and St. Olaf 24.